take a baby on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines.
The IRS says, don't you love this? The IRS says, we should have done a better job.
Duh.
Really? A better job what? Is finding things that they have no business getting access to?
Yeah.
All right, so we have a lot of things as usual. How many people have seen The Great Gatsby? Raise your hands, please.
Not me.
Not me.
Really?
Huh. I heard it's an absolute bomb.
How many?
I read the book.
Really?
Not me.
Well, it was not supposed to be great, but it did very well, Roberta.
Yes. But it was released on Mother's Day. It was genius. Well, every show we tried to go to was sold out.
Yeah, I went to... We were going to go see it, and we couldn't see it. Went to see.
Women are going for the costumes and the architecture and the pretty...
Mm-hmm. We're so shallow.
I know.
It sounds like... Uncle Albert, we're so shallow.
Hey, what
Uncle
were you just doing,
Albert?
Dougie?
La, I was chasing Charlotte around.
I can tell you're very much out of breath.
Whew. All right, so let's get to...
Worried about you. I thought you were doing jumping jacks or something.
I'm fine.
Okay.
The book by F. Scott Fitzgerald called The Great Gatsby.
Yes.
You have really read it, Kenny?
Yeah, a long time ago, high school.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer?
No, but it's on my bookshelf because I bought it to read.
Really?
Yeah.
My mother had it around, and I remember looking at it and thinking, this is really boring. I don't know how it is that men are so separate. Now, the fact that you read it, Kenny, are you interested in seeing the movie after having read the book?
Not at all. And I read it because I had to read it in high school English.
Okay. So what about you, Roberta?
I think I did read it in high school, same thing. Yep. But years ago. I don't even remember reading it, but I'm sure I did.
I was reading a review. One of the people that looked at this film said, why can't they let it be? Mostly, he said, because the rest of us can't. The book goes back to 1925. The book, when it came out, was not successful. Did you know that? The book was not, no, it wasn't really. And I think the first movie done, wasn't there a movie done in the 1940s? The Great Gatsby in film, maybe it was later than that, but I know it's been done once before. Has it not?
I don't know. I know that it's been done. I don't know how many times, though.
I just, when I look at some of these things, you wonder what it is. Is it the language, the poetic language, the outfits, Leonardo DiCaprio, women think he's sexy?
They do.
Do you think he's sexy?
I didn't used to, but he's growing on me as he gets older looking.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
Roberta, does he do anything for you, Leonardo DiCaprio?
You know, not really. Not really. I don't know. He's too baby-faced. I like a guy to look like a guy, you know? Not
so
like a baby.
Then, what is it that is representative of the total guy today? Who is the... Is the man who makes breakfast for the children, brings the children to school,
any man wearing a suit and holding a baby, very sexy.
A man wearing a suit
and holding a baby. You got it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What about you, Kenny? Do you think that men look at men differently than women look at men?
Oh, absolutely.
So your wife looks at you differently than I might. Let's hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'll double that. Yeah,
but can you? But can you appreciate? Can men appreciate a good-looking man without it sounding like he's a homosexual?
I hope you guys can, because we do it all the time.
Women do. Yeah,
yeah. We're funny. Like, oh, she's beautiful.
Women do that, and it comes across very well. But I don't think men can do it. And come across...
I think you can. I think, you know who does it? Is Rich McFadden. Rich will always say, he's a good-looking dude. He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, but he's a homophobe.
What?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's the furthest thing from a
homophobe. And if anything, if he were, he wouldn't be calling somebody good-looking.
Really?
He's just not afraid to, you know, appreciate beauty.
Mm-hmm. And... Men?
He's a man's man.
Yeah, is he?
He drinks beer.
Right, he's hamburgers.
Kids baseball and yeah. Tai Chi.
Right.
Eats burgers.
So
tai
is
chi.
That is he a total? Is he a total guy? Is he really a man?
I think he's a total guy.
Really?
Yeah.
So we can tell him about this tomorrow because Richie's not here today. Jennifer is here. Roberta's here. Ken is here. And the focus moving from the Great Gatsby and the actor who plays Gatsby into the today's definition of what a total guy
is. You know, there was a survey out a couple weeks ago that said that what makes a man sexy to a woman is facial hair.
Facial hair.
And
makes,
I agree with that.
Really?
And a guitar in his hands.
No, see, I could care less about the guitar. Musicians freak me out.
302-3684. Kenny, you might want to post this on Facebook and on our Twitter account. What makes a man? Normally, you know, you'd ask this about women. Normally, guys would ask that. But I'm more interested in what you think. Who would be an example of a really sexy guy?
Ben Affleck, he loves his family. I would say Bradley Cooper, but Bradley Cooper seems like he's a little too jerky for me. Ben Affleck seems like a total kind of guy.
All right. Eyes. Hands.
Ooh,
do you ever look
hands.
At a guy's... Do you look at a guy's butt?
Love hands.
Do I look at a guy's butt?
Roberta likes hands.
Yes.
I've looked at your butt. You have a nice butt.
I have a nice butt.
Mm-hmm. I have never looked
at your
butt.
I've always said that. I've said that for like 20 years.
I like nice butts.
Okay, so I feel like you're bringing me into one of my stories for today. Can I take this over for a minute?
Yes, you may. Yes.
Okay.
We're going to bring you right to where you need to be, Jeff.
All right, so there is a Hollywood hot body poll that just came out from hollyscoop.com. It's a hot body poll. They quizzed people in an online poll. 1,200 people voted. U.S. residents only, 18 and over, of course. And they asked for people to put together the perfect, like, hot body. So they took arms, legs, abs. So let's play this game, shall we? And this is for men and women, of course. Some of these categories are a little sexist and went to all women, but we'll play. So best legs in Hollywood. Anybody have any
best legs on a man?
No, woman.
Oh,
Angelina Jolie.
No, Jennifer Aniston beat out Cameron Diaz and Eva Longoria to win the category. Best arms. Now, this is an easy one. Who do you think would come to mind when you think best arms?
Ooh.
Obama?
Yeah, Michelle Obama. But Jennifer Aniston beat her by a few percentage points. It was Jennifer Aniston. She apparently has the greatest body, and she does. She's hot. And Michelle Obama for the title.
They don't have it. There's no shape. They need some shape.
She's a giver a cheeseburger body.
Female abs?
Female abs.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about real abs. We're not talking about real arms or legs. You're not talking about athletes.
We're talking about Gwen Stefani, who has a really tight tummy. She beat out Halle Berry and Julianne Hough. Now, best male abs, Roberta. Any guesses?
Oh, Bradley Cooper?
Channing Tatum, of
course.
Ooh, okay.
Of course.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, Daniel Craig came in a close second.
He's not bad looking for...
No, I'd vote for Channing, though.
Right.
Best lips, mostly because Daniel Craig was caught kissing a guy, and that just... Okay. Best lips.
He was caught kissing a guy, or he did it for a movie?
No, he was caught kissing a guy in front of a club several years ago.
Really? I guess I remember that.
All right, best lips.
About which way he goes.
Best lips, Channing Tatum beat out four women. Can you believe it? Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, and Rosie Huntington-Whitley for best kiss. Best smile went to Kate Middleton from, from old Britain. We had to give a Brit an award. Best nose was Scarlett Johansson. She beat out Taylor Swift and Kate Middleton. Best eyes, Zooey Deschanel. She has those big baby eyes, doesn't she? And Megan Fox. Best dimples. Any clue here?
Dimples, Angelina Jolie.
Dimples.
Mario Lopez.
You talking about guys or
this
gals?
This is men and women. Mario Lopez beat out Miranda Kerr for best dimples.
Sure.
Best cheekbones, Angelina Jolie pulled out a win over Keira Knightley. Best jawline was Victoria Beckham, and she beat out Robert Pattinson and Chris Pine.
Nothing
Pine's
in that way in the world would convince me that was an attractive woman.
Really?
Nothing. Unattractive.
Victoria Beckham, yeah, she just looks
very
mean, kind of, or hungry
she
or
has
something.
An awful, she has a terrible disposition, if you believe what her face looks like. She doesn't, body language wise, she comes across as just that strut that she has. And
yeah,
so
she looks mean,
everything about her is arrogant. And that's very unattractive.
You know who's not, though?
No.
The winner of Best Beard.
Best Beard?
Yeah. Who do you think it is? One
best
of my boyfriends.
Beard. Ben Affleck.
He was in there. He
George
was number
Clooney.
Three. George Clooney, yes. Ryan Gosling was second place.
Yeah.
Best curves for you, Dougie. Who do you think won that category?
Best curves
yes.
in terms of celebrities?
Yes, and they're all women.
Sofia Vergara?
Yes, very good. 48% of the vote. Christina Aguilera and Jessica Simpson were also brought
Jessica
up in that category.
Simpson.
No,
I love Jessica Simpson. I think she's great.
I do, too. I think she has, at least she has a body. She has body parts. She looks like a woman.
Yeah.
Whereas most of the other women you're talking about here are stick
otherwise
women.
Then look.
She's a fashion designer.
But Jessica, she's got a successful
huge empire.
Music career. Yeah, she's got a man.
I think her shoes and her perfume and her fashion sell most at Nordstrom and Macy's, which is pretty unbelievable.
She's like
worth
$300 million.
Do you guys want to go to
I would never buy something that has a celebrity's name on it.
Well, you're just paying for the name, that's all.
Yeah, never.
No, I actually like her stuff. I have a couple of pairs of shoes. Really cute. Okay. All right. You want the dirty categories?
I'm hurry up.
All right. Best girl parts, Dougie.
Girl parts?
Yes. You mean as
I mean left
they're
and
not
right.
Wearing, like they're not wearing underwear girl parts?
No.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah, her too.
Katy Perry, Scarlett Johansson, Kate Upton. Best booty, of course, was Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. Jessica Alba also in the category along with Beyonce. And then best man part. I don't know how people knew this, but David Beckham won along with Michael Fassbender.
Underwear ad.
Yeah, and John Hamm also.
See, I think Beckham is just over, and both of them are over the top.
He's attractive. She looks like she needs to eat a sandwich.
18 half the hour on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Discover card. Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, 21 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Andrea Metcalf joins us for exercise in the next half hour.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
On Good Day, the voice from last night. We've been through some of the performers. I think we said there were 14, Jennifer, and tonight. How does the elimination go? How do the rounds get rid of
it? It's all voted from here on out, so they'll get rid of a couple more tonight.
Uh-huh. So is this down to one person? Is there a...
It goes down to one, yeah. But you, but there'll be a round of like three. So they only get down to three-ish, I think,
yeah.
And that's the end. And so then that will bring one winner out. Does that make sense? So it doesn't get down to two like on American Idol. All of the, it's from here on out, it's all fan voted.
So even
the judges that bring their teams down, they each get to have 4 people per team, and the judges pick those people without any help from the fans, and then the fans start voting.
All right. So did you vote for Danielle Bradbury? Here she sings "Wasted" on The Voice last night. Crank this up, Michael. Will you? That song. Anybody know that song?
I do. It's a country song.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Coaches were impressed with her performance. Next performer, Judith Hill, singing "You Got a Friend."
You just call out my name.
But he's very unique.
And you know wherever I am.
I like this. Roberta, what do you think?
Yeah. It's not bad.
See you again.
Not that exact.
I think she's really good. I think she has a shot.
Yeah. I like this.
Oh, you've got a friend.
Do a little less of that. Coaches like your performance, though. Next performer on The Voice last night was Michelle Chamuel. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Oh, yeah. She's the little nerd girl. She's so cute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Call your girlfriend.
She is so fun to watch because she jumps all over that stage. And she looks very nerdy, but she is a rocker chick.
A rocker chick. How old would you say she is?
I would say she's probably 22 or 23.
So she moves.
Very much.
The coaches like the way she moves and sings.
She like owns the stage. Of any of them, she has the most stage presence.
She the blonde?
She's dark-haired with glasses.
That's not the one I remember. All right. You like this? Crank it up, Michael.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah. I think I like this better.
I can hear this on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Audience is into it as well. All right, so Michelle Chamuel, that's who this is. Next up, Chris Thomas sings "I'll Be There." I'll be there. How do they pick the songs?
The artists get to pick their own songs.
Oh, it's not like American Idol, they tell you.
No.
There's a group of songs picked from them.
Nope.
It's a great Jackson 5 song from early in their career.
And he's got a clean voice, too. It doesn't sound like too much karaoke.
This song has always held up well. It's a 42-year-old song. Final performance last night, Amber Carrington closed the program with I'm Going to Love You.
I like
so
her.
The coaches like all these people, so how does the audience get a bias? How do they know who to vote for?
That's Sam. Their call, whoever they like.
All right, so that's the story, the overview from The Voice last night. This will be on again tonight, probably, right? American Idol on tonight, too?
Tomorrow.
So they're
down to the last two American Idol.
Right.
And it's obvious who's going to win.
Is it?
It's like no contest.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you've heard it from Roberta. Roberta has spoken, and E.J. Hutton has listened. Andrea Metcalf joins us next here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D. He's co-authored a parenting guide for those who thought they no longer needed one. When will my grown-up kid grow up?
It's important to understand just how much the years from age 18 to 29 have changed in the last half century. In the sense of reaching a point where they have a stable job and a stable love partner and have really built the structure of adult life. That used to happen around age 20, if you go back 50 years ago. But now, as we like to say, 30 is the new 20. And it's closer to age 30 today that kids have entered those stable commitments in both love and work. And so it's very important to know this because that influences what you expect to happen in the course of your kids' 20s. If you're expecting them to be grown or nearly grown by the time they're 20, you're likely to be surprised and disappointed because most people are not today. It takes longer than that. They're in education longer, and it's longer before they can really become financially independent. So if parents realize that, it's often going to take most of their 20s before they can stand on their own, before they've really built an adult life. Parents will be a lot happier with that period of their kids' lives, and they won't be surprised and blindsided by their kids needing their help for longer than they expected.
Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D., co-author of When Will My Grown-Up Kid Grow Up? There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Fitness guru is going to discuss with us what it takes to make an attractive man and or a woman. What body parts do we need to work on a little bit? I think that this is a good theme for the day, taking an idea that is firmly implanted in the minds of people that are on the radio program and maybe listening to the program. So how do we figure it out? And if you figure it out, then how do you get, that's where Andrea comes in, how do you get that body that a lot of people want to talk about? Jennifer will give Andrea the rundown of who's one in that list, and then we'll see where we go from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, okay. Meanwhile, some good news or bad news, depending on how you view. This is one of the stories that will be discussed today, tomorrow, and probably through the week. The fact that the Pentagon is announcing they're going to furlough 800,000 civilian employees. Does that give you an idea of how many people they have working at the Pentagon? Defense Department budget is $7 trillion, some crazy or whatever. No, $700 billion, sorry. I can exaggerate, but not that badly. $700 billion. Pentagon originally proposed 22 days of furloughs, then they cut it down to 14. And so what they've done, is look at whatever is going on in the Pentagon. This is shameful, because we all know how much waste, fraud. If there's an example of a department that is loaded with pork, loaded with waste and fraud and corruption, it's the Defense Department. So the idea of saving money, these people are forced into it, so there will be 11 days off for these 800,000 civilian employees. What are these 800,000 civilian employees doing? Do you want to know?
Yes, and I'm sure some of them are pushing paper and organizing paperclip chains.
What they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How are they necessary to the national defense? And how many of them are doing the same thing that some of the soldiers who are in uniform are doing behind a desk? It is incredible, and this is why this is good, so that you get the idea how many people. You didn't know there were 800,000 civilian employees?
No, that's crazy.
Did you?
Mm-mm.
That's almost a million people working as civilian employees at the Defense Department. No wonder we are broke. What are these people doing?
So 800,000 are being furloughed?
Yeah.
So that kind of makes you wonder how many
more are
being
there.
Furloughed.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Amazing, isn't it? Those of you who beat that drum, oh, we got to have a strong defense. Really? What are these 800,000 people doing that help us to be stronger when it comes to our own defense. You realize, you know the story, the budget $700 billion and the Government Accounting Office late last year, I think it was in November, we had that report where for $460 billion, if you got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, you'd have the same protection, you'd have the same thing going on. This has to be a perfect example of it. 800,000 employees being furloughed at the Defense Department. And there are how many government, a little under 4 million who work for the entire government, right?
Mm-hmm.
So of that group, almost 25% are being laid off, 20% being laid off from the Defense Department. And as Kenny just said, okay, so how many are not being laid off?
Right.
Pretty amazing.
Unbelievable.
This is why this is all good. All of this information is good. Good to know how many people there are there. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Andrea is going to get us fit. Hoo-ha! In a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 580. Free tire, vehicle with lesser value. Rebate and 6-1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to Geico, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, Geico's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Now 20 minutes for the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, welcoming Andrea Metcalf, who's the author of Naked Fitness. Don't you like the way I emphasize that? Andrea Metcalf, the author of Naked
Fitness. It's your favorite fitness. Word, I think.
It is, well, this circumstance.
And of course, I mean the word Andrea.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Fitness,
right,
that's
right.
My favorite word.
Yes.
All right, so today, Andrea, Roberta and Jennifer have been discussing men's body parts. Hands, buns, that sort of thing. And so when we look at the poll that was done, Jennifer went over the best body parts of various celebrities. One wonders how you get the... I see, I don't find Most of the people who are in these categories attractive. I don't find, I mean, they aren't out of shape, but they aren't really in shape. They don't really have the washboard abs. They don't really have the nice, firm, muscular arms and legs and shoulders and things. So they aren't heavy. But that's people whose idea of attractive and in terms of body, now my own prejudice is showing obviously here, who find Jennifer Aniston or Halle Berry to be at the top of that list, or, Sofia Vergara, maybe. She got some shape to her. But how do you teach people, starting, I guess, with men, how to build these things that women seem to appreciate, and maybe the other way around, how do women build the things in their body that men seem to appreciate?
Well, first off, a good physique always comes from a nice, lean protein and fruit and vegetable-rich diet. So you can't have great arms or great legs or a great butt in shape if you don't have a great diet. So that's the very first thing. But when we talk about toning certain parts, like which part was the favorite, girls?
Which part was the favorite?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, God, what part of the body is the favorite with the men?
Oh, men. Well, they did like cheekbones and jaws. That's what the men were winning, dimples. Every other category, like arms and lips. The only one that had like any body parts was Channing Tatum. He won for best abs. But like best arms went to Jennifer Aniston. Female abs was Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Legs, well, Jennifer
true.
Aniston.
That's true. I mean, Gwen Stefani, baby, totally rocks that body.
Her abs are killer.
Really?
Yeah, and she's lean, too, so that makes it that you're going to see her abs more. But to your point, the best way to tone up a part is you can do isolated movements to really focus on it, but you've got to get to fatigue. It's got to be that I can't do one more rep of whatever exercise I'm focusing on. So if it's arms and shoulders, you know, tricep pushdowns are great. And if they can use the whole body, for me, I'd rather spend my time in a plank and get my shoulders, my core, and my glutes, as opposed to just doing a bicep curl. Integrated or full body movements, I'm going to get to my goal a whole lot faster, but I'm not going to necessarily feel that fatigue factor like I would if I was just doing 50-pound bicep curls or a 25-pound and 10 reps. So
you brought up the plank, Andrea, and I just read an article about how that is the one best exercise. Like if you were going to do one thing.
Explain what the plank is.
That would be the plank. Is that what you think that's true?
Is it one of the best exercises?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, is here. Explain what happens when you're on the plank.
Okay, so the plank is a push-up position with your hands just underneath your shoulders as opposed to wide. If you're doing push-ups, your hands have to be wide as your elbows. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing a plank, your hands are just right underneath the shoulders. You're in a straight line from your shoulders to your hips to your heels. Abs are pulled in. And maybe even you have a little bit of pelvic tilt or curve in the lower belly as opposed to curve in the lower back while you're holding it. And then you can do all sorts of things like move it to the side by walking on your hands and feet or lift one hand and one leg or just hold one leg in the air. Any of those movements are so great. And the world record for the plank right now is held by a 72-year-old lady out in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Betty Lou Sweeney. And then there's a man in Australia that's holding it over an hour. So you can really get a good workout there. Pretty good shape.
A 72-year-old holds the record for the plank?
In the female category, yeah. Pretty
wow.
Determined lady.
What's the matter with people your age?
Well, I didn't feel like I had the time to wait 38 minutes in a plank.
So, did you say waist or
weight?
Weight.
Weight.
All right.
How long do you hold the plank typically, Andrea, if you're starting to try that?
Well, you want to start in 10-second increments, make it up to a minute. Mm. And then I have clients still hold the plank staying center, and then I'll have them lean to one side and lift the hand so that they rotate their body into a side plank position, hold that for about 10 to 30 seconds, come back to middle. and just changing from center to sides really can help them stay in that plank for 2 to 3 minutes. And of course, for the world record, she was just on her elbows and toes for that entire time.
Wow.
That's pretty good. All right, Andrea also blogs, if you go to AndreaMetcalf.com, how to be careful when you're riding your bike, what to wear and what not to wear. If you get yourself hung up like I have, and I did when I was a kid, wearing bell bottoms and riding a bicycle, gets wrapped up in the chain, not a good idea. I don't know that there are too many bell bottoms. That was 50-some-odd years ago, so I guess that those wouldn't be a factor today. But what is it that you suggest people get on a bike? It's a really great aerobic exercise, good for all kinds of, especially lower torso stuff. But in terms of wearing things, how about you wear nothing on? You wear shorts when you're riding a bike.
Well, of course, shorts are great, but if you do have the compression tight, they'll end up helping the muscle contract, which made it a little more out of your bike ride. Mm-hmm. Everyone should have on a helmet. That, you know, I just can't say that enough. We have such research and statistics that say if you're going to hit the ground with your head, a helmet's going to protect you.
Right.
And that's where most of the fatalities happen while riding bikes, is from a head injury.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I tell people is you really should have some type of protective eyewear. Sunglasses, you only have to hit a bug hit in your eye once to say, like, darn, I should have had those on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so those are like the two most important things. And then as far as choke clips or a cycling shoe, they give you a better, more efficient workout by using them. But you do need to be somewhat trained to use a toe clip or a cycling shoe that clips in, because there is the stopping issue of getting your foot out and down.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, I know when I first started to ride, I had a couple of those moments where the bike was upright, my feet were still on the clips, and I just went whoop down to the side.
Ooh.
And scraped up, yeah, knee or elbow,
yeah,
here and there. So
it's no fun.
It takes some practice. Mm. But efficiency-wise, it really helps you work your hamstrings, where typically biking's more of just the front of the thighs. This helps you get the back of the thighs and your butt involved more.
Andrea Metcalf, check out nakedfitness.com or andreametcalf.com. Thanks for your service here, Andrea. Good to have you on board.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It annoys me. And because it really, for whatever the reason, it sets the tone. I mean, it's kind of cute because you can remember, I guess the good side of this is when you hear it from the beginning, you immediately go in your mind, your imagination goes back to the bar scene. And that's really what this music comes from. All the strange characters in the first Star Wars. The reason we're playing this movie music is because George Lucas, having his 69th birthday today, has become a billionaire time over, what is it, about four?
I think it's the term gazillionaire.
Is that what it is?
It is, yes.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. All because he was clever enough to create this in his mind and be able to get it onto film. 1977 is when this all started. And look at the run it's had and he's had. So for that reason, this music, even though I just find it kind of silly, it does bring us around to think about what a wonderful place America is for people who have imagination. And that's certainly Lucas. So happy birthday to him. As we get into movie moments with movie music in the background, Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. We're going to present to you a contest from movie or movies that are well known. And each time I say that, I sit here and I wonder, okay, who's going to get this? At 888-302-3684, you can answer the call. Here is the first audio clue from the movie in question today.
Welcome to my latest experiment. This is a big one, the one I've been waiting for all my life.
Okay, that should do it. Everybody got it?
No. No.
Nope. Really?
No.
Chucker, you got it, right?
No, I do not.
Really?
No.
Good. Wow. God. He hasn't had a ride in a taxi for a while, then, Kenny, apparently. All right. Next clue.
Last night, Darth Vader came down from planet Vulcan and told me that if I didn't take Lorraine out, that he'd melt my brain.
That's not as good a clue as the first one is.
Hmm.
888-302-3684. If you're a fan of the movie, fan of the actor who played, I was just looking at people that Rush Limbaugh has slighted, and the star of this movie is one of them. Right?
That's a long list.
Listen, yeah, I know it. All right, 888-302-3684. You got it, Chucker?
Of course he does.
Of course he does,
Doug. Excuse me. Of course.
Please.
I do. What's
that? Give the man a break.
All right, give the last clue. Anyway.
Then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Duh. Who doesn't have that one?
Okay.
I'm going to do a revival of that film in June.
All right. Chucker, in his community, is very big in the movie business and industry, and so he has revivals at his local theater of lots of great movies. Very cool, Chucker. 888-302-3684. We'll get an answer, I'm sure, on that one. Chucker has the movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Chucker, movie news. What do we have?
Okay, Doug, after years of speculation, Warner Brothers will remake Joe Dante's 1984 genre classic Gremlins. That might be the good news, but here's the bad. Seth Creighton Smith, who did Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, has been hired to produce the project. He also wrote the script The Dark Shadow. So two mediocre films he's handed the rights to produce one of the great genre films of the 1980s, Gremlins. I have mixed feelings about it. I love that film.
Yeah.
And I am very happy to report, that, as you said the other day, that Fox and Kika Sutton have come to agreement to redo 24 for a 12-episode season in 2014. I think that's simply great news.
And I bet you it'll go back to another, they'll get another season or two out of it if they do.
They will, if it does well,
smart.
Absolutely.
Ken, in Borger, is it Borger, Texas?
It's Borger.
Borger, what's the name of that movie?
I think it's Spaceballs.
Ah, good guess, but not the right one. Dan in Rolla, Missouri, what do you think it is?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, the first one, with Michael J. Fox and one of the guys that I think going back to Taxi, those characters there. What'd you say, Chucker?
Christopher Lloyd.
No, I was going to say Lloyd, but I'm just thinking about some of the great things he's done in his career. Good job, Dan. You'll get a swell prize. It's 59 past the hour. Chucker, we'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow here on Good Day.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.